From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now a band some of you may remember, even if you haven't heard them in a while, The Fugs. The group was an important part of the American counterculture in the 1960s. They emerged out of the grime of New York's Lower East Side in 1964, disbanded 5 years later, then reformed in the mid-80s. The Fugs have been performing and recording ever since, though John Kalish reports now that they've just released what may be their last album.
The Fugs took their name from a euphemism in a Norman Mailer novel. Like the word source, much of their music can't be heard on the radio. They sang funny, raunchy songs about sex and drugs. One Fugs tune that did get FM radio play was about the war in Vietnam.
If you don't like the people or the way that they talk,
not the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We were not the Beach Boys. We were the Fugs.
Ed Sanders co-founded the group.
And we had our own pizzazz and energy and elan, especially early on. Those old records just scream and steam with abundance and fun and joy, you know, and raising our fists to the sky to demand a new type of American reality.
That new reality grew out of the anarchy of the Beats at a time when the Beatles were singing Yesterday. Author Larry Ratso Sloman was a straight-laced college student when he caught the Fugs playing at a small Greenwich Village theater in 1965.
To hear these proscribed topics being talked about so freely and to, you know, hear that kind of vulgarity was mind-boggling. I mean, just a great liberating experience to be able to hear drugs discussed. And it was really just kind of putting up a mirror to the emerging counterculture.
The Fugs were right on the barricades of what was possible.
Danny Goldberg is a longtime music industry executive and author of two books about popular culture.
There was a fearlessness and intensity, an unwillingness to pander to any commercial norms that was very exciting.
And sometimes downright silly. One of the band's co-founders, Thule Kupferberg, was known for putting new lyrics to old Jewish melodies.
Monday, nothing, Monday, nothing, Tuesday and Wednesday, nothing, Thursday for a change, a little more nothing, Friday once more nothing.
Somehow the Fugs were embraced by a big commercial label. And not just any label, but Reprise Records, founded and run by Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra had to approve all the signings.
Music producer Hal Wilner says two of Sinatra's top executives played him a Fugs recording.
So Joe Smith and Mo Austin put the tape on, I'm not sure what song, and Sinatra was listening to the Fugs and went, well, I guess you guys know what you're doing. Go ahead. Man, I wish someone would do a scene of that.
1965, a whole lot of nothing. 1966, nothing.
Wilner produced a benefit concert for Fugs co-founder Thule Kupferberg. The poet is 86, blind, and confined to his Manhattan loft after suffering a stroke last year.
Hi, folks. It's time for your daily proverb.
Yet Kupferberg still records short videos that can be seen on YouTube.
Beware a man who is not moved by sound. He'll drag you to the ground. He'll drag you to the ground.
Kupferberg doesn't perform with the Fugs anymore, but he did record tracks for the band's new album in his apartment.
I am an artist for art's sake. It was God who gave me my big break. I was born for a higher reason, and all his angels I am pleasing. I'm an artist, for God's sake.
While Kupferberg is known for putting new words to old music, Ed Sanders has a penchant for setting old verse to new melodies, as in this adaptation of The Laughing Song by English poet and painter William Blake.
When the painted birds laugh in the shade, where our table with cherries and nuts is spread. Come live and be merry and join with me to sing the sweet chorus of ha,
ha, he.
Both Ed Sanders and Thule Cooperberg are published poets, and Sanders is the author of a best-selling account of the Manson family. Yet he's still proud of his life as a thug.
It was the 60s, and it was like there was a big ribbon around what was acceptable, and that ribbon was cut. So we found a niche inside that. We fit in our own strange way for a few years.
The new Fug CD is called Be Free. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.